Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Good looking out on the beach, Chunks.
I'm
feeling myself.
The LA Las Vegas connection right now. Dagger. Good looking out, Riz.
LA.
They be hating.
West Coast all day.
Hating on me. Hating on Chunks. Hating on Riz. Hating on the Witty Boys. Hating on the West Coast. Fuck it. Look. Dagger on the mic, I'm demanding attention.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, now listen. I got bars, I pick and place them. Dagger Sharpie, can erase
them. No permanent.
I got still gonna hear me. I haunt your house and I make you
fear me.
Got a lot of issues, shit, no tissues. If I start shooting, still won't miss you. I don't wanna do that, just step back. I'm going with the money we drank in the mix.
I'd rather do that
than waste my time. I don't know about y'all, I'm getting mine. Time to shine. Spirit so drastic, shit's brand new and already classic. Higher than average, causing damage. Got a game that can't be managed. Way too savage, life ain't lavish. People look fine on my Facebook status. Get a life before you pay the price.
Do you feel like you punk?
Roll the dice,
no,
listen
yeah.
to the crap out, pagan smash out. That's what you get when you open your mouth. Dumb motherfucking niggas just can't save them.
Fuck no homo and the people that made them.
Hating on me, hating on me, all around us. They be hating on me, hating on me, all around us. Man, they hating on me, yeah, they hating on me. Yeah, they hating on me, yeah, they hating on me. They be hating on me, hating on me, hating on me, hating on me. Smoking the 3D, you can't see me. Blind like Stevie. Begging for shit, bitch, I ain't a genie. If I was rich, I'd fuck a bitch from all around the. If I was rich, I'd shit on bitches all around the. Dagger so crazy, can't be lazy. Can't stop, drop, block, y'all love to hate me. One part criminal, one part gigolo. Always gotta stay real high. Original, no subliminals. Talk to you straight up, bitch ass niggas. The skirt plus makeup. Niggas get your weight up. Dagger's too heavy.
Chunks too, did the beat. Damn, we did.
What I'm gonna say next, stop, pause. Girl, you wanna play this? Drop, draw. Break laws, have my back. Help me make my money stack. Roll my blunts, pull my drain. Damn this thing,
look,
I got time to rap my soul. Why you wanna try me, you can't deny me. And when I'm up a pill, I'm so excited. Smoke like Marley, I be stoned, I left alone. So I broke my phone, had to kill my clone. Cause he tried to attack me, I fight myself, please.
Please
don't hate me. Got a blunt to hit, I'm on money to make. So you can hate me, bitch.
Ha, ha, hating on me, ha, ha, hating on me. Ha, ha, hating on me, ha, ha, hating on me. Hating on me, hating on me, hating on me. All around me, yeah, they hating on me. Hating on me, all around me.
Dagger bitches, aka 4DB with it. With it gang, what it do Fresh, what it do West, I be with it.
Hey there Huey,
Riley,
I couldn't help but notice your sign and I hope you boys aren't too upset about me having to prosecute Mr. Kelly.
Hey man, you do what you gotta do.
Why R. Kelly, huh? What did R. Kelly do to you?
He's accused of relieving himself on an underage girl on tape. Which is against the law.
Okay. But let's examine this whole peeing thing. So I can pee in a toilet and it's okay. But if I pee on a person, it's like, not okay.
Well, yeah.
Well, what if I'm peeing and Huey's in the bathroom and I accidentally pee on Huey? Should I go to jail? What the hell would I be doing in the bathroom while you're in the bathroom? Hold up. Remember when we used to sleep in the same bed when we was littler? From time to time, I have a little accident.
You still do?
Shut up! So, Mr. Dubois, Mr. I wanna lock niggas up for peeing. What's the statute of limitations on bedwetting? Why not prosecute me and R. Kelly at the same time, huh?
Now, Riley, no one's going to prosecute you for bedwetting.
And you shouldn't. It's a natural bodily function. And now every nigga in the world gonna be scared to pee. I may never pee again.
Riley, it was a little girl.
Oh, I've seen that girl. She ain't little. I'm little.
Yes.
Gary Combs is little.
Yes.
Minnie Me is little.
Very.
And to the best of my knowledge, we all managed to avoid getting peed on so far.
But what about the victim?
Oh, yes. The victim. at what point does personal responsibility become a factor in this equation?
I don't think that...
I see piss coming. I move.
Mm.
She saw piss coming. She stayed.
Yeah, she did.
And why should I have to miss that on the next R. Kelly album just for that?
Check out my boy The Dagger on Slap Sundays every week from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can tune in at www.bangoutradio.com or call 661-621-7559 and listen or press 1 and join in.
That's excuse me. Slap Sundays, The Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. Thanks for being here again. Oh, man, it's been a roller coaster of a weekend, man. Just up, down, left, right, all kind of shit that happened. I done experienced a few things, and you know, it's just funny. No matter what trip I go on, no matter where I go, I always wind up back in the same place. Not necessarily a bad thing, but it just amazes me sometimes the way shit happens. But at the same time, as I always say, you can't let it stop you. Shit is always gonna happen. You got to stay focused. And if there's something that you want to do, you got to fucking do it. We're here, and of course, shout out, let's get the intros out of the way. I got some music I want to get to. We'll start it off and where we're going to go tonight, but as always, that's just how the show goes. This is Reality Radio here on Bang Out Radio, all right? We're just here. If you want to call in, 661-621-7559, you can either chill in the queue and listen out, or if you got something to say or you got something to say on whatever may pop up, feel free to join in, all right? Just press 1 and let me know you want to holler at me. But shout out to the boss lady as always. First, tell President Shay, because without her, there's no Bang Out Radio, no Slap Sundays, no Triple M Show, no West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights with me and Queen V, no Fuck You Fridays, all right? That would, this would be going on. So thanks a lot to Pez for letting me do my thing over here and handling things as I see fit. And we keep the things moving, keep the things going, and, yeah, providing a place for all these independent artists to play their music. Like I said, that's... Y'all give me something to do. So make sure y'all keep doing what y'all doing, all right? So shout out to all independent artists. Everybody's out there. Like I said, rap, hip-hop, R&B, whatever you want. Whatever type of music you got, send it over here. I will find a place to play it, all right? Because that's all we deal with over here, independent artists and for all. And we got music from people from all over the world, all right? So, yeah, recognize. But make sure if you got something you want to send in, like I said, music, Dagger's Beauties of the Week, if you want to get in on that as well, you want to set up interviews, I mean, anything you want to do, holler at me through the email, all right, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. That's how you get at me. One more time, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. And, of course, last but not least, all independent artists, sorry. See, I'm already over here fucking up already, but no. Just anybody that takes the time out of their day to listen to the show. Like I'm saying, you guys are supporting these independent artists, you're supporting the shows, spreading the links, and just talk about it. That's all y'all ever got to do, trust me. Nobody's ever going to believe me, but they'll believe y'all if y'all talk about the show and let people know what's going on over here, all right? That's how we're going to keep things moving, that's how we're going to keep things pushing, and we all are in this together, as much as I hate to admit it, but we are, cannot do this shit alone, and I'll be half-assed in my damn self, so this, you know. The shit that I've done, if y'all pick up the extra little bit of it, you know, we're going to go places, we're going to go far, we're going to see what it did. All right, so brand new music is always first, it's always in rotation first, and this is brand new Summer Azul right here, all right, .12, and we will be right back here on Slap Sundays with The Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio.
Together, always trying to form me, but me not running. alone, cause you best believe them not alarming. My warriors, I'll be the best and call them as an army. And we march out through the night until the sunrise. And we light it up to make sure the more go recognize. Creep up on you and then they catch you from your blind side. 100 million soldiers with me, it's MRI. When I come for you, I bring the damage. You run fast, cause you know they hear your novel madness. Finish her, let me take you north just like a bandit. Goddess, hit them with that Creole voodoo bitch. And I don't give a fuck about your words, me tell you, come and get me. Man, not gon' fret about what you give it, cause I'm not gon' win, man. If they wanna battle you, you scream, somebody say, man. You got something for them to a kill, I wanna deal. Me show no love for anybody out here trying to harm me. All the haters work together, always trying to swarm me. But me not run, cause your best believe them not alarming. Man, warriors, I'll be the best, I call them Azulamin. And we march all through the night until the sunrise. And we light it up to make sure the more gonna recognize. Creep up on you and then we catch it from your blind side. 100 million soldiers with me, it's time I ride.
So fly.
They say, who we think he is now?
come up.
They say, who we think he is now? Now. They must be drinking all that haterade the way that I make them say.
Who we think he is now? Now.
Yeah, I know I'm the man. I faked it for I am.
They say, who we think he is now?
I ain't trying to say that I'm better than y'all, cause I'm about to show that I'm greater than y'all. Yeah, I made a fortune without telling it all. You wanna buy a dream, you can't afford it, I sell it to y'all. No, you can't set your own price. It's like putting a lease on your own life. It's like saving yourself with your own knife. It's like taking a gamble when you lose with your own dice. Therefore, I stop caring what my bros like. Forget the cons, wanted to see what the pros like. I know I'ma be a star in my own right, and I'ma go raw in any role cause I chose right. Fuck your general, I'm on top of the pinnacle. About to blow up like I'm mixing the wrong chemicals. You are too typical, typical with subliminals. Why you worry about me? Get the hell off my genitals. When they see me ride by and I'm looking so fly,
they say, who we think he is now?
Now. They try to keep me in the gutter, but they see me on the come up.
They say, who we think he is now?
Now.
They must be drinking all that haterade the way that I make them say.
Who we think he is now?
Now.
Yeah, I know I'm the man. I faked it for I am.
They say, who we think he is now?
Find me in St. Louis. This be your boy, her mystery. You now rocking to the hottest music coast to coast with your boy, the Dagger, on Bang All Radio. Let's get it.
Yeah, yo, we back. excuse me. Slap Sunday, the Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. Remember, if you want to call in 661-621-7559, you can just chill in the queue, press 1 to holler at me. And, yeah, it's Sunday, so we're trying to stop the stupidity out of some people. Let's see who's out here. Straight out, 424-1355, you got Dagger, what it do?
Poodit.com. Yar, ar, wow.
Yeah, I'm tipping the bill. How you feeling, man?
Another beautiful day, man. You already know how it is with me.
As it should be.
Under my mouth, fucking watching 40-year-old virgin dying.
Don't know nothing about the 40-year-old virgin, nigga.
You know what I mean?
Nah, that's cool, man. So what's going on with you? How's
your other? Hold on, I looked at the time and saw it. It was like, gang time.
how's your other situation going? Is she still gone?
Yeah, mother's still gone. I ain't even tripping. It's whatever. Yeah, I'm just continuing to do me. They'll be home in a minute.
No, as you should, man. But like I said, it's Sundays, man. Kind of stupidity you done dealt with this week.
You know, but I don't really care, man. When they come on with an attitude, I got something for them.
So what kind of stupidity you done dealt with this week, man?
This motherfucker's, you know, calling my goddamn phone, acting like it's a way I can pick it up or something and talk to you or something, you know.
What do you mean?
Well, you know when a motherfucker calls you from jail, how they do? They call you from jail, and they be like,
Oh.
Trying to put some little bread on the phone, but then I thought about it, like, how I'm gonna take some zero and make something happen. Oh, no, I'm not going to do that. So, you know, we're just waiting to see what happens, man.
He said, how am I going to take some zero and make some?
I'm just saying, man, that's not the business I'm into, brother. You know me.
No, that is true. Zero. And, you know, anything times zero, I mean, this is simple mathematics. Anything times zero becomes zero. You know, you can't do that. That's just simple mathematics. I mean, we can all understand that. I mean,
when you're taking care of somebody's seed, that puts them in negative already. So, I mean, it's really not even zero. It is really like, you know, negative. So, you know, it is what it is, though. I ain't tripping. Once again, you know me, Ono. I do what I do, but I'm not a foul nigga, you know. You feel me?
You be wanting to be sometimes. You ain't got a lot of me. You be wanting to be.
That shit is not in my DNA, you know what I mean? To be a real nigga, that's in my DNA. So I'm going to do what I got to do for the time being. And then, you know, when a motherfucker get here, like I say, if it's an issue, I got an issue for him. I need what I need, and I'm not playing. You know me.
I see you do it, man. Hey, you gotta fist bump. You gotta tell the story. When you had to be jumping up the stairs and shit, nigga. Because you don't be on the show enough to be dang out and shit on there. Because like I said, people, I may have mentioned some shit like that, like, but no, it's gotta come from the horse's mouth. If you don't mind, I think. Cause,
that's
one of the funniest things is everything. It does make you sound like the opposite of what you was just saying, but at the same time, I mean, rules, discipline, and repercussions, right? I mean, that's just what it is, right?
I'm trying to tell you, I mean, the whole world revolves around that simple phrase that you just mentioned. The whole world. You live, you got to pay rent. If you don't got the man rent on the 1st or the 15th, whatever specified, guess what? You know, you're talking about your story. You're going to be telling it from the curb. You know what I mean? Same thing with the cell phone or anything else in the world. It's how it works. You got an option, a decision to make, and you're going to fucking pay it based on that decision. You got $50. Your phone bill came up. You wanted to go get you some greenery. You went and got you some greenery. Yeah, that was your decision. How you gonna pay for it? You can't talk for the whole goddamn month. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. So I don't live my life based on trying to be, you know, go that extra all and do all that extra shit that niggas be doing when they shouldn't be. I don't fucking do that shit.
But no, man, you gotta tell the story, nigga. Like you said, you have to discipline the girl, and you and the other dude had him out there. I don't know, barking.
You want to hear the story about
I want you to get the story together. Okay?
I shouldn't be putting this out over the air. It's too much game, but you know, a long time ago that. You know, disciplinary actions come in many forms, and most likely the one that you think is going to hurt the most is not going to hurt at all. You know, somebody do something wrong, you hit them, and you black their eye, they go get in the mirror, fix their eye, and be just fine 5-10 minutes later. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's not the type of disciplinary act.
Look, bro. Hold on, get the story together, okay? I'm going to play a couple more tracks. We're going to come back, and it's going to be story time with my bro, Kip, okay? And I want you to tell the story, All right.
I'll be here. I ain't going nowhere.
All right, so get it together. I got a couple more tracks here. Then, like I said, my bro's hanging out with me for the night time for a little while, at least right now. I got a story. This is the funniest shit in the world. This is Slap Sunday, so like I said, he be trying to slap the stupidity out of business. And you know what I mean? But you don't technically have to slap the bitch to get her to act right. So he's a, we go, I got it. We got to, it's like, hey, I'm about to run on y'all real quick. So here we go. I'll slap Sunday, so we will be right back. Hey, remember, if anybody got something they want to say or get in on this, 661-621-7559. And, yeah, we'll be right back. All right? Ghost.
I'm over.
Frankenstein with a beard, curly hair, pinstripe blazer, I'm out of here. Applaud me and bow to the swag king. I am a cannibal animal, highly flammable. People say I'm crazy, I don't think so. A little different, some say you weirdo. Call it what you want, I'm past original. A crazy individual with no mind control. It's Fright Night, I'm killing the nightlife. If you're scared, you better go and get a nightlight. Cause I'm hiding in the closet or under your bed. I'ma do the creep so you can call me Fred.
I'm a weirdo. 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 I'm a weirdo.
I'm on another planet. I'm way past the original.
Club, we
Giuliano.
I put it down for my hustlers.
Where my hustlers at? Everybody give a hand and
welcome to the
good. Where my dollars at? Where that love to make that?
Oh,
so I keep a lurid rag. Swag it out, hey. Oh, I got that killer swag. This ain't young, cause it won't be bad. Really want that you wish you had. Don't put it on swag, boy, don't get mad. I think it's pop and tag. You know I throw it in the bag. No skinny jeans player. Nah, I ain't no fag. Sweating money, so you know I keep that Louis rag. Money, 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 yeah, boy, I want that bag. Some rich, yeah, hope that weight. But at night, boy, get too late. You know I think that hair get paid. Boy, your life, that tailor made. Super sunny money, yeah, your boy guaranteed. Can't stay in one place, money steady trading. NYSC, coast steady stunning. I'm breaking bread with y'all niggas and you still frontin'. Studio over here, studio over there. About to do it big, you just can't compare. Boy, I got it made, I got it made. I got the girl in the corner, handful of bread.
I got the G for a sweat, my pockets always full, so you know my pants fat. The block is always hot, so I keep a lubin' fresh. Swag it out, I got that D for a sweat. That Gucci double back. My pockets always full, so you know my pants fat. The block is always hot, so I keep a lubin' fresh. Swag it out, hey. I get money.
Who are you?
My name is a pimp named Slickback, and I believe I may have misplaced some merchandise at this residence. There she is. Bitch, I hope you got the money to cover this little vacation you've been taking.
Now, hold up, Slickback.
No, that's a pimp named Slickback.
That's what I said, Slickback.
No, no, it's a pimp named Slickback, like a Tribe Called Quest. You say the whole thing. A pimp named Slickback.
Hey, can we call you Slickback for short?
No, nigga, I'm a pimp named Slickback.
Crystal, who is this person?
Nigga, are you deaf? I'm a pimp named Slickback. Say it with me now.
He's my pimp.
Your pimp? So you really are a...
Yes, I'm a hoe. Come on, bitch, now.
A pimp named Slickback. Could I please have a minute?
A minute? Let us pray the pimp's prayer. Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a hoe's place. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
You ain't gonna hit no woman in my house.
What woman, sir? This here is a hoe.
Not in this house, she's not. Why don't you just wait outside?
Damn, Indiana Jenkins. I didn't know we were still whooping, nigga. Fine. Bitch, you got 45 seconds and I'm leaving.
What's good? This your girl, Miss Tweety, and this is Slap Sundays with your host, The Dagger, on Bangor Radio, playing nothing but them slappers and slapping the stupidity out of you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in, listen up, L.A. West Coast all day, baby.
That's right, y'all. We back. Slap Sundays, The Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day, Bangor Radio. Remember, if you're just tuning in, as always, 661-621-7559. Tune in the queue, get in on the conversation. Or if not, yeah, you're just listening at this whenever you feel like it, and just downloading it when you choose to download it. Thank you. Either way, you're listening, so it's all good. Kip, feel good? You still here?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Okay, yeah, I thought you might like that little intro I gave. That's why I thought, hold on, let me do this real quick. Like,
literally, drool coming out of my mouth. It was hilarious.
So here's what I want you to do first for me. Do this. People know, like, what the violation was. Like, what did they do that required you, that required discipline first?
What I did. After, I was going to start off anyway, man. There's no way to explain it. Any otherwise, I just sound like a dick.
I'm just making sure, you know, and then of course follow that up with, of course, what the disciplinary act was, and then as well as what results came from such disciplinary action.
Okay, well, you know, previous to this act that took place, you know, a motherfucker had already been on some bullshit, caught up in several lies, in which I didn't really do much of anything about, okay?
All right.
That's where I'm going to start from. Now, this person in particular happens to be working one day. You know, everybody who's listening in already know what I do. But, you know what I'm saying, happens to be working, and for whatever reason comes in with a whole lot of stories just that don't equate up, you know, that type of 007 shit you never hear and happen in real life, you know. Oh, I was, you know, going down the street and the sheriff was in the...
Hello? Bro. Dude, listen. Bro. Don't know what happened. Started just getting good. See if we can get him back in real quick. Hold on. Hold on. I didn't show us who that was. Dang it. Come on. What happened? And this damn, see. And just a quick side note while I try to get my brother back here real quick. Motherfucking, man, bugs be, sometimes it's like they just want to die. You know, like, I got a fly that's in here right now. And I'm like, I'm trying to do the show and it keeps buzzing around me. So it's like, you must want to die because when I get you, then you're going to be dead. I don't know why you just don't fly away and leave me the fuck alone. But, like I'm saying, that shit was just bothering me just now. And every time I look up, that motherfucker buzzing by me or something, I'm like, what the fuck? So, oh, excuse me. Oh, man. Let's see here. I don't know what's going on with my bro for a quick second. So, in the interim, let's see, what do I want to talk about? I don't know. What's off the top of my head real quick? Oh, y'all got to pay attention. The homie told me some shit the other day that was kind of perplexed me. I don't know if it's just an L.A. thing or a California thing, but y'all got to watch y'all licenses and suspended licenses and things like that because my homeboy just told me he just found out that he's been driving with a suspended license, like, since the beginning of the whole year and, like, didn't know it. Why? Because they didn't tell him. Why they didn't tell him? They was hoping he was going to get caught and, you know, get his shit impounded, this, that, you know, all the extra hassles and everything like that. But what's even worse than that is that the nigga that got pulled over 2-3 times, or he got pulled over recently, you know, a few times between now and then, and hasn't had a hassle about it. You know, they always gave him his license back. They never said it was suspended, never show up as suspended, or if it did, they never even pulled him in and said anything about it. So he goes down there to pay for a ticket. He goes down to pay for another ticket. And then when he's down there, they basically tell him, oh, yeah, by the way, your license is suspended. To get it back on, you need to pay such and such, this, this, and this. And he's like, whoa, what the fuck? So now he's trying to stack up some money to get his fucking license cut back on. Well, cut back on. It's not license, but you know what I mean. Get his license back. But in the intro, it's like, oh, there we go. Hold on. We got everybody back. My bad. Hold up.
Bro. Yo. Hello?
Okay. I don't know what happened, man. Hold on real quick. Straight out the process. Yeah. No. 7848. You got Dagger. What it do?
What it do?
Yo. Oh, wait, hello?
Hello?
Yo. Wait, hold on, bro. I hear you, bro. Hold on, I gotta hear this. 7848.
Yo, 570?
Yes, sir.
Yo, it's Lion, my G.
Oh, there you go, man. Hey, oh, you calling from a different number, man. Whatever you call it, man.
It's my shorty's number. My phone is charging. It's my shorty's number. She was
okay,
like, we
okay.
Should call in tonight. I was like, all right.
That's okay. What's up with your line, man? How you feeling?
Say again?
I said, how you feeling tonight, man? You good? Everything good?
Yeah, I'm chilling, man. I'm waved out. You already know what it is. I already went and sold my PO. I ain't got to see her for a little while longer.
No, I was just about to say that. You turn your PO,
she
like, I'm going to good for a month.
She ain't even touched me.
Hey, but you smart, though, man. Keep doing what you're doing, man, because it'll be that one day that she tests you. It'll be the one day you all work for. Like, you don't need that bullshit. But, but shit, but my bro's in the middle of the story, so my bro,
where we cut off, so I would just start where I think you may have cut off at. So
the last thing you heard was, like I said, she was telling lies, coming back with all kind of stories, you know what I mean? And then, from there, continue, go ahead.
So this particular day, a motherfucker comes with the story of I was out working, I was trying to get it. The motherfucking sheriffs end up rolling up in the 40s, which at the time sheriffs didn't do that. You know what I mean? I went triple axle, backflipped over three cars, and dove under a fucking light post and behind a street lamp, and in the process dropped like $200. But
just running the obstacle course and dropped the money. That's what she told you.
But on a good note, nigga I ran into afterwards gave me like $300 worth of clothes.
Okay.
So I'm looking at the bitch. Mind you, this particular bitch, you can't really look at her because while you looking at her, one of her eyes is looking at you and the other one is looking somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? Like you watch the TV and the TV type of bitch. You know what I mean?
She got the wobbly eye.
Right, basically she got the wobbly eye. It's always searching for something.
All right, go ahead.
So I end up getting mad, like, bitch, look at me, not me in the TV, you know what I mean? And at the time, I was in the process of being the nigga beater. I decided not to be anymore. Decided it's worse than that. Is embarrassing a person. That's what hurts. When you embarrass a person, my nigga, you leave them so vulnerable. You know what I mean? They're going to be embarrassed forever. So what I did was I woke up that next morning. At the time, I stayed in this one hotel room. It was crazy. I went and knocked on all the doors. I knew all the people. Told them to come outside. Went and got a video camera. Woke them up. Told them, y'all got to close y'all eyes and jump down the stairs and shit like that. When you get down the stairs, turn in a circle with a smile on your face and, go get in the dumpster with the rats and the roaches, shit like that. And put it on videotape and made sure that all those people would see them on a day-to-day basis, you know what I mean? That was the most raw slap in the face I ever gave a motherfucker in life.
Oh, man, I pull up on the scene, man. I came in, man, and I come by. Of course, the nigga called me like, man, yo, you need to come see this. You need to come through. Like, I pull up because, these bitches is literally hopping, like bunny rabbit hopping up the stairs. Like, they got the staircase on the outside of the hotel. These bitches is literally, like, bunny hopping up the stairs. And each time they get to the next step, they got to bark a lot of dogs, so they hop like a bunny, but they're barking like dogs, so they both look really dumb. It has to be the most hilarious shit I've ever seen. Now, again, that is not about degrading women and all kind of stuff like that, but sometimes when you're in a game, when you're in a different situation, and there, like I said, there are certain rules that are applied. It's not like people didn't know what the rules were. It's not like there wasn't an understanding. And when there's a violation, there's a violation. That happens in always in life. Hood life, the street life, if there's a violation, there's a violation and there's a punishment. Now, and anybody that knows me knows I so don't respect girls that don't respect themselves or, be whatever level they on or whatever. That's on them. So it was the funniest shit in the world because they should have known better. Because my brother said, he's not that person until you cross that, just like me. We're good people till you cross us. And then when that line, motherfuckers cross that, I'm trying to find a different word for line, but okay, what do you call it? What are different ways to call a violation? Right? What are different ways to say somebody to violate something?
Shit, a fuck up.
I guess out of line.
You know what I'm saying? It is out of line. You know what I'm saying? And a nigga that do so much don't want to be lied to. At the end of the day, that's what it what it all came down to is a nigga who do so much don't want to be lied to. Motherfucker, if you went in and spent $200 on clothes, when you come in, that's what you should say. Okay? All of that bullshit, that's the shit that gets niggas fucked up. It's not the act of what you did. It's the simple fact that you lie about it. Every time a motherfucker has ever lied to me, they done got stung. Because I don't play that shit. Don't fucking play with me.
Yeah, no point in lying. Rather a nigga be straight up and just be mad and just be mad than to be lied. Yeah, like you said.
You can take it to the pit, dress, everything. You going to lie to him? You got me fucked up.
It's amazing how she was acting like she was a hood track star, though. Like, she was doing this, that, or whatever, running for the police. Like,
track,
like, no. That's all I'm saying. You can't even see the track straight enough in order to try to run it like a track. So it's like, don't get the shit twisted. Like, hilarious. All right. We're going to get a Jaggers Double Play real quick. We'll come back. Hot on my nigga Lion. So he hanging out with us tonight. My nigga's on. Just passed the PO test, you know, they turned up as you should be. I'm going to get sober than a motherfucker. Maybe that's part of the problem. Only it's a sober cast for me on this and this shit. No drink, no weed, no cigarettes. Just all fucked up. But it's all right. We're going to get in Darius Double Play hanging with my bro, so we're going to take it back a little bit. Remember this one, kid? We'll be right back.
Nah, man.
From the job to the house to the club to bounce. Hand strangled on my liquor, other hand on my ounce. In the middle of a drop, so you can tell what I'm about. I'm not concerned with how she shake, I got my mind on clout. And dude in my left ear, he just running his mouth. Cause between the weed and drink, I can't figure him out. Mommy saying I'm pricey, it's probably cause mommy like me. While I'm thinking what it might be, she think how can I be wifey. Her body that spicy, still is less than likely. Cause with all these shits around, I know what I'm trying to do. You remember correctly, the club is where I found you. Reminisce that first night. Pipe penetrate through, but it wasn't enough room like the lady in the shoe. Especially when I grew, you ain't know what to do. So I said relax, sparked a blunt and cracked a Bell V2. You want me, it's whatever you gon' do. I don't care what you talking about or what you going through. When this song hit the club, do whatever you gon' do. I'm cool with you, cool, I'll introduce you to the crew. But at the end of the night, it's whatever you gon' do. I don't care what you talking about or what you going through. When this song hit the club, do whatever you gon' do. I'm cool with you, cool, I'll introduce you to the crew. But at the end of the night, it's whatever you gon' do. That nigga always a hustler, although I don't look it. I'm from the streets too, smoking weed and ducking the bullets. I never had to pull it, best believe I would if I had to. Have you ever been in the ER with a doctor staring at you? Get on more than he can chew and ball with percussion. There's no more room for discussion, he should have followed instruction. When I'm in the club, don't bother me, I'm searching for gifts. Now your chick want me to flip, got you running your lips. Another nigga drunk, piss, bringing the drama. All up in my face, smelling like shit and marijuana. You can have your baby mama, women coming and go. And if you think I really want her, then you don't know, oh. Cause I don't spend dough, I keep stacking and stacking. The next morning, catch the bus to work like ain't nothing happened. All that flashing and flossing is old, keep it real to stay true. So if you cool and do whatever you gon' do, I don't care what you talking about or what you going through. When this song hit the club, do whatever you gon' do. I'm cool with you, cool, I'll introduce you to the crew. But at the end of the night, it's whatever you gon' do. I don't care what you talking about or what you gon' do. When it's home, hit the club, do whatever you gon' do. I'm cool if you cool, I'll introduce you to the crew. But at the end of the night, it's whatever you gon' do. Nah, trying to pressure won't you to feel the pleasure. Cause two ample bodies and mine should work better together. I ain't giving up dough, dro, liquor, hell no. And get out of my car, your doves and them shell toes. Fresh cap, fresh clothes, fresh clubs and fresh hoes. Even chicks and Abercrombie get it poppin' at the party. And these corduroy cuts got them higher than Bob Marley. Family on the track, play a game like Atari. I don't like to do a lot because I've been through it all. Been through every mall, watching people try and fall. Life's status is material, ain't none of y'all original. I tell you to your face, cause there's no need for a subliminal. This movement is pivotal. I wanna walk the right path. Keep your car banging, you'll be suing me for whiplash. So I'll get a dollar, nigga, save the attorney. Because y'all soon just coming threes, Moe, Larry, and Curry. I don't care what you talking about or what you going through. When this song hit the club, do whatever you gon' do. I'm cool with you. Cool, I'll introduce you to the crew. But at the end of the night, it's whatever you gon' do. I don't care what you talking about or what you gon' do. When it's home, hit the club, do whatever you gon' do. I'm cool with you, cool, I'll introduce you to the crew. But at the end of the night, it's whatever you gon' do. I don't care what you talking about or what you going through. When this song hit the club, do whatever you gon' do. I'm cool with you, cool, I'll introduce you to the crew. But at the end of the night, it's whatever you gon' do. I don't care what you talking about or what you going through. When this song hit the club, do whatever you gon' do. I'm cool with you, cool, I'll introduce you to the crew. But at the end of the night, it's whatever you gon' do.
Crazy. What you gonna do here?
I'm gonna do what's over here for me to do. What you gonna do? I'm
gonna go over here and do this over here.
What,
with this person.
Well, I'm gonna come over there and do what you was doing.
And then I'll
I'll go over there with her. All right. I'm really fucking losing it on this one.
This straight jacket don't fit no more.
Chip. The dark side.
Need a new one.
Yeah. I told you that I'm crazy. Y'all think that I be playing games. I crack souls open just to pick at your brain. What's your name? It doesn't matter. Cause because of your chatter, I'm gonna hang you from the roof. Damn, I can't find a ladder. Fuck it. Strap him to the wall. Where's the hammer and nail? I'm about to get medieval on him. Have him begging for help. Then grab a back crack. Both arms, legs, and two ribs. Don't want to miss nothing. So I ripped off his eyelids. Kill your kids in front of you. You telling them it's bedtime. Erase your whole existence. Kill them off your bloodline. Rip out the nigga's teeth. Have a laugh while his mouth leaks. And be an ass and hey, you want something to eat? I thought not. 10 fingers, 10 toes. Break them all. Jab, jab, right cross, uppercut. Break your joint. Took me for a joke. Now I'm showing you no sympathy. Cut your fucking head off and
put you out your misery.
I'm crazy, 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 crazy. I'm fucking crazy, 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 crazy. Hell yeah, I'm crazy, crazy, crazy. You know I'm crazy, 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 crazy. I'm fucking crazy, 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 crazy. I'm really crazy, 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 crazy. Chip. You know I'm crazy, 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 I told you that I'm crazy, y'all niggas still don't get it yet. Record your whole murder scene, post it on the internet. See how many hits I get.
Warning, this'll make you sick.
I popped out his eyes and fed him his own fingertips. Anyone can get it, nigga, anytime, any day. Cut off both his feet, now he hopping like who's the kid now? Begging me for freedom, only freedom is death. Ripping through your bone and flesh, rip your heart out your chest. You not impressed yet? Okay, put a hook in his back. Then strap both arms full till they rip or they snap. Break your back, but don't paralyze him, I want the nigga feeling pain. Plus the rage of anybody speaking my name. Like I said, I'll pick your brain like I'm Hannibal, the cannibal. Grind you down to brown sugar.
I don't need D'Angelo.
Yeah, I'm feeling really great. You made me retaliate. Where's the wood and gasoline to burn this nigga at the stake? I'm crazy,
crazy, crazy, crazy.
I'm fucking crazy, 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 crazy.
Hell
yeah, I'm crazy, crazy, crazy. You know I'm crazy, 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 crazy. I'm fucking crazy, 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 crazy. I'm really crazy, 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 crazy. You know I'm crazy, 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 crazy.
All right, you guys, I got 8 crates of Epicac from Mort, all on my tab. Now, whoever goes the longest without puking gets the last piece of pie in the fridge. Okay, here we go. How's everybody doing?
Good, good so far.
All right, all right.
Nothing yet.
Cool, cool. You know, I don't know if you guys had any of that pie already, but that is, that is some tasty stuff. That's from the bake sale that Lois was...
Ooh, one down. I know somebody who won't be having any...
I'm starting to feel funny.
Well, I feel fine. I guess I'm going to...
Oh, boy. That means I win. I get to eat...
Oh, God. Why didn't anybody tell you? Oh, my God. My insides are on fire. No, no, please, no more, no more.
Dad, I'm scared.
Get the phone. Call 911. Lois, 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 get in here.
Okay, okay. I think it's all gone. I think it's...
I don't want it. I don't want it.
Peter, Peter, I need you to hold my ears.
Oh.
Oh. Who wants chowder?
Fresh with it, you know, Fresh the best with it, with a gang representative, and I'm banged out on Bang Out Radio.
Hey, my nigga, it's Slap Sunday. Play some of them slaps for me. Hey, pass the blunt, Dagger. Damn. With it, boys, bitch.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sunday, Dagger, LA West Coast song, Dave Bang Out Radio. Halfway through the show, one more half to go. Like I said, I hope you're enjoying yourself. Hope you're enjoying the ride. Remember, if you want to call in, 661-621-7559, you can turn the queue, press 1 to highlight us. Let's see if we're still here. Bro, are you still good?
Yeah, I'm still good.
Yes, sir. Line built. All right, still building?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir. And then let's see who we got down here. Brand new car coming in. Let's see. Y'all, the 904.
You got Mike J, Blazer Music, Slow Grind Entertainment, basically. Calling in, giving a shout out to Dagger.
Good looking out, Mike, man. One more time, man. Let people know where you calling out of, what you represent.
Jacksonville, Florida. Jacksonville, Florida. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit, you hanging in there, bro, ain't it? It's like, what, midnight down that way, ain't it?
11:07, but, I'm working. I'm working 24 hours, man. CEO of a label, independent label, strictly independent label. And basically, we just trying to get our music heard, get our artists out there. And I just want to know, how can I get my music to you?
All you got to do is shoot it to the email, man. Like I said, you got to ask anybody about it over here. Any brand new music I get is amongst the first in rotation, all right? So, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. All right, just send me anything through there. That's all you want to set up like a interview for your artist, anything like that. Like I said, just flood me with music, man. I will find a place to play it. It will be a rotation. Yeah, you got to trip about that.
Okay. That's cool.
So tell us a little bit about your artists and everything like that. Like you said, CEO, so you're the big man.
I got twin brothers, man, that's super hot. Marvin Scarface and Victor Kamore. And it's basically two different sounds.
All right.
One is pop, rock, rap, and then you got the other one that's kind of edgy, and Marvin Scarface is one that's edgy. But the OG Testimony, full-length CD by Marvin Scarface, we are scheduled to put that out in about 2 weeks. We do have the website up and going, blazingmusicslowground.com. So you can go to the website, or the listeners can go to the website, and we got two songs from each artist on the website. We got Machiavelli, which is one of the singles that we're releasing from the OG Testimony CD.
Okay.
And then we got Bedroom Eyes coming off the Victor Kamore CD. Man, good music, banging sounds.
I need the singles, man. Like I said, get them to that email, man. They're going to be thrown up there. And anything brand new, anytime you got something set up, man, always in the email. I love getting the new music, man. So trust and believe. And then also, if y'all all over Facebook and everything, man, add me on there. Send me some promo pics so I can add y'all to Artists in Rotation. I do everything I can to try to help promote those independent artists as well. That's all we do over here, too, man. Got to stay independent. Don't nobody do it, anybody else going to do it. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Shout out to all of the independent blog radios that they got, on the internet, which is good because it helps us out as, independent artists, independent record label owners as well. And shout out to all the independent artists that's doing their thing, man, because my thing is, faith without works is dead. And if you believe in what you got, then you work it.
Yeah, it is. I mean, like I said, ain't nobody going to believe in you if you don't believe in yourself. So independent artists, man, that's what I keep trying to tell y'all all the time. Y'all hearing it from the CEO right here. If you ain't out there trying to get it, and be focused on what you're doing and be real about what you're doing, then shit, ain't nobody going to hand it to you. Because I'm sure the people that you sign are not just whatever people. There's so many people out here trying to do this, trying to call themselves rappers or musicians or whatever, don't even have the essence for that.
Right. Well, the thing is to take your time, man. Millionaires take their time, and if that's what you want to be, then you're going to have to take your time because every move has to be precise based upon what you're trying to achieve. So, to all the indie artists who's listening in, take your time. Ain't no need to rush.
And make sure your craft is on point, right? Like, you can't be bringing no bullshit, basically.
Exactly.
I mean, this is, you know, like
I tell you, yeah, hey, as niggas try to bring you some bullshit, you know what I mean? You ain't gonna sign them. I mean, this is shit people need to hear. You know, we don't sugarcoat shit around here. You know, don't bring that bullshit. You gotta either bring your A game or stay at home.
Definitely, but I'm gonna get you those singles right away, man, and appreciate the opportunity to be heard on Bang Out Radio.
Check in anytime. Have your people check in. You know, we can set up an interview. I mean, it's whatever. It's all love over here, and we're just trying to get everybody out there as much as possible. I'm trying to get all 50 states, so now I got Florida on deck down there too. You know, I'm trying to have everybody from all states fucking with your boys. So definitely. And one more time, let people know where they can find you, your links, emails, you know, however you want people to get at you real quick. Let them know.
All right. Appreciate that. www.blazermusicslowgrind.com.
There it is. Yes, sir. So make sure you get that music to me in an email. And like I said, we can set anything up anytime. Just let me know.
All right. Thank you, man. Peace out.
All right. So, man, how's today? And then hold on straight up to 313-8076. You got Dagger. What is it?
Take off. What it is, Dad?
Ashton.
Ashton,
my man is busy.
Man,
my man is busy.
Yeah.
Man is busy right here. What's going on,
Ashton?
What's the update? What's going on?
Oh, man, dog. I just left from Columbus, Ohio. I was out there. Before that, I was in Baltimore, Maryland, Washington, D.C. And now I am in. Hold on. Let me see. Hold on.
Hey, where we at right now? Where we at? Nigga don't even know where
you
at.
Oh, yeah. Indianapolis, Indiana.
Oh, uh-huh. There it is. You out there with the Pacers. That's how you feel, huh? As you should, man.
Oh, yeah. You already know, man. Take off, motherfucking tour. Campaign is in strong effect right now. You feel me? The campaign is so strong, man. Like I'm just praying that, you know what I'm saying, everybody else, you know what I'm saying, that's on the same ground, man, just catch up, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I hope to see all of my brethren, you feel me, on the top, just along with me, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? But if they don't, if they not at the same pace as Ashton, man, you know what I'm saying? When I take off, man, I'm bringing everybody with me, you know what I'm saying? So, fuck it, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is, you know what I'm saying? You can be with me, you can be with me, but we all going to come up all at the same time, because I'm a real nigga and I'm going to bring everybody up with me. Believe that.
As you should. Well, just make sure you build your house before you try to move people in, man. So where else you going? Indianapolis? Where other stops? For people that may be out there, man, ain't no telling you. You never know who's listening to Bang Out Radio. Somebody may be trying to catch you on the juice trail.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think I may be going to St. Louis like tomorrow, either tomorrow or Tuesday. But I ain't for sure. But Indianapolis, I know for sure. But I need to get back home, though, for Halloween, because I got to go to the strip club and shit, man, for Halloween, man. It's supposed to be a big-ass birthday party and shit for my home, girl, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't trying to miss that.
You need to get out to the West Coast, man. You ain't fuck with the West Coast, man. You need to get out here on some California ground, man, so get it down out here.
Most definitely. I'm coming to Los Angeles and Las Vegas during the spring break tour for the takeoff tour. I'm coming out there to Los Angeles. I'm going to be at the, what's it called, the Playboy Mansion, some shit like that, a Playhouse Mansion.
The mansion? Oh, yeah, man, that's up the street. I know the Playboy Mansion is. Oh, for sure. Where are you going to be at in Vegas?
I've only been invited on two occasions.
I'm not sure where we're going to be at in Vegas, but, you know what I'm saying, all I know, you know what I'm saying, for everybody that's tuned in, you know what I'm saying, that wanna find out, you know what I'm saying, the booking locations and dates and everything like that, that's guaranteed locked in for Ashton, you know what I'm saying, for the takeoff tour, you feel me, in your location, all you got to do is just shoot an email to my homie Ricky Kelly, you know what I'm saying, you can reach him at totalexpent@yahoo.com, you know what I'm saying, and just email him, ask him a question, you know what I'm saying, shout out your city or whatnot, you know what I'm saying, ask him what's the date and the location, you know what I'm saying, or the tour stops and everything like that, and he'll shoot you right back, you know what I'm saying, let you know everything, update you with all the info. You feel me? The website will be coming up real soon for totalexperienceentertainment.com, but it's not up just yet, so, you know, until then, just shoot through email, and he'll correspond with you.
Yeah, Yeah, it is, man. That's tomorrow, man. Check it in. I already know. But good looking out, man. You, of course, you text me about the new track. Of course, you know, it would already be playing if you had got it to me a little bit earlier. Niggas are like late and shit, but it's cool. We're going to get it out there, man. Let people know about the new single. Let people know where they can find you at real quick. And then I'm going to play the first Ashton Martin song I ever played on Bang Out Radio, and then we're going to be right back. Because I know my man Ashton got it. He on the move right now. So let him know real quick, Ashton.
Oh, yeah. I know everybody, man. I know y'all been hearing me for a long time talking about this guy Jeremiah and me and this nigga, man, hooking up and doing the song. I just want to let y'all know when I touched down in Baltimore, Maryland about 2-3 days ago or so, it finally went the fuck down, man. My nigga Jeremiah sent me the track over. This is not the feature that he was supposed to be on my song, I'm That Guy. But he actually sent me a track out that he got, you know what I'm saying, with this girl named Natasha Mosley. You know what I'm saying? He's supposed to be throwing it on his mixtape, Late Nights, that's supposed to be coming out real soon. You know what I'm saying? You can find it on Dat Pimp Live mixtapes, all that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? It's hosted by DJ Drama, Gangsta Grills mixtape, Jeremiah, Late Nights. You know what I'm saying? And I'm featured on his track called Fuck You All The Time. It's a slow, sensual type of song. You know what I'm saying? Real sexy type sound.
So we're going to work from here on West Coast Wednesdays, then. That's what we're going to do. So make sure y'all stay on West Coast Wednesdays. We got a brand new world premiere. All right, Jeremiah and Ashton Martin. So make sure you tune in, all right?
For sure.
There it is. Ashton Martin, good looking out, man. I'm going to play this first Ashton Martin song I ever played. Because I know somebody named Ashton Martin. And this is one of the first tracks I ever played. You know, one of the first ones I had in rotation from my nigga. My nigga's out here doing big things, man. Keep me posted. Keep me updated. Especially when you come through that L.A. area, man. We're going to turn it up on the West Coast for you.
I got you, bro. Hold on. One more thing, man. Let me shout out to my homeboy, Lions Music. Lions Music, man. What's happening with
it?
You know what I'm saying, my nigga? This man. Yeah. Shout out to Dak, man. And this is what we do, dog. West side, West Coast, all motherfucking day long, dog. Bang our motherfucking radio, nigga. Take off.
There it is. Right back. Fly Sunday.
I'm in the club, and I'm going ham. We're in Birmingham. I mean, damn, this bitch named Pam. She said, Mike, don't bang. I mean, hey, she said, where you stay? I told her in the D. She get geek, said, I like her chain. I think that shit is me. Fucking gnarly, you should join my party. Shouty, we should meet. Get a sweet, thanks for body week. You should come and see. See your man, you know he's a square. But he get that ball. Say he rap, shit with all that money. Why his titty drop? Cause he not. Plus, he always pay on everything he ain't. By the way, my name's circulating all around his city. But you think, cause I'm writing dolo body full of dolo. Put the promo out, jump out the photo. Hit you like a total shit. Oh, you can take it wrong. Hey, don't play around. Pay my tones, murder, pack a load on pistols by the pound. You a bone. If you're not a shark, nobody can say bark. Man, I know somebody that knows somebody that tell you boys like dark. I know you, 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 I know you,
You know what you, nigga. That's about, yeah, me and my nigga Kelly, nigga, we ran on y'all, fuck, nigga, dog.
Yeah, you know they hating on me.
I know.
Let the stars, the stars, the stars, the stars, let the stars.
So many trips, packing gets redundant. A couple cars in my driveway, shop where I drop, I just do shit my way, chick European, just for the week. Bring me in Brazil, there's a party on the beach, let me party with a freak. Money on my mind, time takes cake, can't waste mine. It's like losing your breath, cause the money's so long that I'm writing your checks and you're humming my songs. I just wanna be on, running my city. No, it ain't diddy, cause the rhyme game witty. Get on Wayne's track, I gotta make a milli. Don't mind me, I'm just floating on a billy.
Impala Navy, guts red gravy, West Coast baby, born in the 80s.
Bubble gum like guts coconut baby, dope game crazy, 80s baby.
Impala Navy, guts red gravy, West Coast baby, born in the 80s. So dapper, visual, ferocious, beastie, I'm high right now. Indian, TP, humble, bitch, I'm Kobe, 3P, perfect, Mortal Kombat, fatality, line them up, run it, physically, mentally equivalent, call me Orca, underwater weed, my niggas at the rave, getting bread with a lot of trees, and I'm built strong like the cliff on the old piece, 38 on me, 100 in my backpack, strapped like a martar, fist up, take that, nigga, I'ma stay black, I promise I won't touch crack, I promise I'm gon' bust back, so keep it where you stay at, my nigga, where you from? Cali, I'ma say that. Skinny jean killer, either on or either off wax. Nice lips and all that. Break a nigga Kit Kat. False fly music. Currency, we need that. Impala Navy. Guts red gravy. West Coast baby. Born in the 80s.
Bubble gum like guts coconut baby. Dope game crazy. 80s baby.
Impala Navy, Guts Red Gravy, West Coast baby, born in the 80s.
Say get her, I'ma get her. Nah, I ain't Nicki, but niggas putting bids up. Yeah, I'm kinda picky. My nigga keeps Skrilla, pasta, cheese, SpaghettiOs, all about my pesos. Louisiana hot, you feel me? Fuego, me nigga, fuego. Build you up and break you down, connect, lay go. Flipping like breakfast, put some syrup on my ego. Don't touch, lay go. West Coast, we roll. Our time, we own. I say, what goes? Too fly, got dough. Cuzzo, smoke up, haters. Back up, this track bang, get up. Nika got bars, bitch, I said get up. Nika got bars. Payday, mayday, your team going down. Mayday, mayday, your team going down. Y'all ain't never seen payday.
Impala Navy, Guts Red Gravy, West Coast baby, born in the 80s.
Bubble gum like Guts Coconut baby, Dope Game Crazy, 80s baby.
Impala Navy, Guts Red Gravy, West Coast baby, born in the 80s. Like a bird, I wanna fly away. Money, I be killing them. Strong high water, dip it, angrium. Weed in my cranium, max out titanium. They small, nigga, baby, I'm abduction. Alien, platinum, priceless. Big nigga stadium, make your girl take it dumb. Take her down, we be done. All the wars, we sun, brain food, numb, numb, patient. Bomb, bomb, haters, keep your pom pom. Feeding from the jar, yams, Gerber. Trash can, classic, Space Jam, MJ, Spaceman, higher than the space fan, fighting for them dead men, Fetty, Rich, Blackman, alias, priceless, better than the nicest, never in a cocktail, always with a dick shit, on my Bernie Mac shit, and I just started, cash out, extra.
Young lady, I know this might be hard to talk about.
No, it's cool.
How old were you when you were seeing Mr. Kelly?
14 and a quarter.
Wow. That's a great age, isn't it? Still learning so much about the world.
Whatever, I guess.
Could you describe the events leading up to the shooting of the video?
Yeah. He asked if he could pee on me, and I said, for sure. I mean, it's R. Kelly, the Pied Piper of R&B. I've been peed on by guys who don't even have record deals. If I didn't want to get peed on, I'd just move out the way. Ha, I told you.
Order.
Take off.
I'm going back to Cali. I'm going back to Vegas. Girl going crazy. Dope game piping. Splash Martin. I'm talking about cooling out, man. West side, West
Take
Coast.
Off.
Bang out radio.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Last Sunday is a dagger. LA West Coast on deck. Bang out radio. You still got time to get in if you want to. 661-621-7559. Chilling with my brother Kip. Still good?
Yup. What it do?
Still here, Lion, still in the building?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Now, Lion, let me ask, man. You might not be able to talk about it, but like I said, well, I think I asked you before, but I don't remember, so I'm curious, man. Why are you on probation again, man? What did you do? Is this something you can't discuss? Or
possession. But
Now, explain the situation. Explain the situation, folks. Like, what happened? Like, where was that?
Oh, my neighbors, they just snitches. I was blown down in my room. My neighbors called the boys for a noise complaint, in quotes. They came here, they were like, oh, we got called for a noise complaint, but we smell it, yada, yada.
A noise complaint, but was you even, like, playing music or anything like that? They just really just falsified
yeah.
a whole noise? Or were you actually playing music or some shit too that gave him a reason?
I was, but it wasn't that serious. Like I wasn't bumping nothing. It was like 11. It wasn't even that late. 11 or 12.
It was
my window was open, but I had my computer speakers playing. It's not even like I had an amp or anything hooked up. It was nothing serious.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, the female is just racist. So
I mean, I don't think the pops care too much, and the kids, their daughters love me, I guess. I'd be going out, hi, how you doing? I talk to them. The wife is just the wife. She don't like me. Well, she don't like us.
So it's just a neighbor beef. Like they don't love thy neighbor. Like
yeah.
So then they call the boys. The boys come in. Okay, we smell it. But at the same time, you in your own house, right? I mean, are rules different over there? Because I mean, as long as out here,
it's a commonwealth.
In your own spot, then they can't really fuck with you. As long as you ain't trying to grow no shit or nothing like that, you know, they don't really trip like that.
Yeah, it's different rules.
Are you serious? So what's the rules on weed out there, though, man? What kind of trouble can you really get in out there? Like, what the fuck? This is interesting.
They try to get me with a felony of possession. I told them I was just blowing, and that's all I was doing. And they were like, well, I had a lot, but I mean, it wasn't a lot.
Because you didn't want to get up or have to go anywhere and get any more or do any. I mean, it was all personal stats. It wasn't like you was selling. You know what I mean, right? It wasn't like you were selling. Right. Okay.
So, I mean, they try to put it on me like that, but it ain't work out for them. I mean, I don't know. I always had trouble with the law, but never got caught up to a point where anything could stick. Nothing ever stuck.
Right. But, I mean, so when they come in the house, I mean, they can actually, like, search your shit. They was just in there going through your shit or whatever, something like that. Did they do the whole, well, you got to step outside real quick?
Nah, well, some stuff was moved around. I had people here with me, and I had it specifically somewhere. It would have been an easier night if I just tossed it to him. He would have left. But being the fact that other people moved it, I'm sitting here. I'm blown, so I'm looking for the bag, and I found a bigger bag. Which, yeah.
They came in and you were smoking out of a little bag, but then they found the big bag.
Someone moved a little bag, so I didn't know where it was. So I'm sitting there looking for the little bag, and I ended up stumbling upon the big bag because, you know, you fuck around, forget where you put shit, wash it, you know.
All the shit niggas got to go through to get high. So now you're on probation. Okay, so obviously the case didn't stick. I mean, this is obviously, like you said, you ain't never get caught before. This is just your first charge, so they just put you on probation. Now, how long are you on probation for?
It ain't my first charge, but... get expunged. Like, nothing ever sticks to me. Like, nothing ever sticks. Like, the first time I got in trouble, my lawyer just got me off all that shit. And this time, the officer that arrested me, he got fired or he left, one or the other. They didn't have my evidence anymore. The marijuana, they didn't have it anymore.
I wonder why. That shit was
They basically, when I'm done with what I'm doing, I could expunge it if I want to. It's no felony or nothing, so I'm chilling, but...
Yeah, it just sucks having to jump through the hoops sometimes, though, huh? Sit back and relax. Like, man, and the hater bitch next door, like I said, it's white families, white people next door?
Yeah.
Yeah, see. Black man can't just sit and smoke weed in his own damn house.
Thing is, if I was in the city, this would have never happened because niggas just stay out of your business. Like, they don't care. It's not that fucking serious. It's marijuana, my nigga. If you had a problem with my noise, knock on my door and ask me to turn my shit down.
Yeah,
I wouldn't
that's all you
argue and yell at you, none of that.
But they scared of black folks. You know, when black folks be subbing and shit, white folks don't want it because they be assuming that, you know, all niggas is just like this or whatever. Some of us are, but this is the bad thing, too, because some niggas is like that, you know.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, man,
fuck that, I'm playing. You know, there are niggas out there that are like that. So, I mean, on the other side, I could kind of feel what they're saying, but on the other side, it's like sometimes you got to take the chance. I mean, at first, you just got to be like, yo, can you just turn the music? You got to give people at least the benefit of the doubt. Like, you know, at least admit if you would have been like, you know what, fuck you, move, or whatever, then okay, it might have been, you know, I still wouldn't say deserved, but at least it would have been a reason for doing that. If that's your excuse for doing that, yeah, you would have some reason. There's no reason when you did that.
So let me tell you why about a month later, probably a month later, she hits my fucking, my fault. I got a dog, a pit. My pit runs out. They have a gated up fence in their backyard. We ain't got no fence, but she just runs out sometimes. So she runs out, and she's by their fence. So I go to get her with the leash, and she's like, get the fuck off my property before I shoot you. So I turn around to her like, bitch, shoot me. So she just looked at me like she was stunned that I actually told her to shoot me. Like, it's whatever. The shotty's inside in the garage 4 or 5 feet away. So... I turned around. As soon as I turned around, she said something. I forgot. I don't care what she said, really. I was like, and I told the nigga shut up. And when I told the nigga shut up, she just shut up. Her husband came home, and I heard him arguing with her. Like, why the fuck would you say that to him? Like, you're retarded. Like, he was going off on her.
Well, that's good. At least it seems like the man in the house got some sense. Too bad he ain't never there. I mean, it sounds like a housewife.
She's always at home.
Oh, see, that's just a bitch that ain't got nothing done. She in there sad, mad and shit or whatever. You need to get some dirt on it. She's probably fucking the table, man. I mean, you need to get some dirt on that bitch. Like, that's probably why.
Oh, man, real talk.
It's people like that. That's what I mean. This is just stupidity. People just ain't got nothing better to do. Man ain't bothering you. You know what I mean? Those are people that are just naturally angry, naturally bored. No, just looking for some shit to do. And just to fuck with somebody. You know, she was probably, when the police came to your house, she was probably in her house, in the window, whatever window that she can see your house from, in her house. She was probably at that window looking. If she wasn't outside, by the backyard, just really over the fence, like, ha-ha. I wouldn't be surprised either. You know what I mean? Because there's just people that are out there that are like that. And it's just like, man, And then when a motherfucker want to knock these people out and do something to these people just for their damn business, you know, all they got to do is mind their business. This is what I said all the time, mind your business. You know, if anybody fucking with your family, your money, you know, your property or whatever, anything like that, or nobody's really getting hurt or harmed, mind your business.
The road's so
it's simple. But that's what I mean. She's sitting there, she's tired of watching Maury. Or whatever the fuck motherfuckers be watching, what she got to watch out there. She tired of watching the soap operas. Bitch ain't got shit else to do. You know, husband out there probably making some good money. And she probably mad that everybody else don't got her back like she out there on you. She think because she pissed off at you, the whole house must be pissed at you. But you saying you cool with the rest of the family, saying what's up or whatever and everything like that. And then at least the husband seems like he got some kind of sense. At least he might not like you even himself, but at the same time, he seems like, you know, one of the people that be like, don't go looking for shit. You know what I mean? Why are you fucking with him if he ain't fucking with you? You know, he seems like that person.
He used to wave and say hi and all of that. She never said hi. He used to until me and her got into it because he's like, damn, I already know this nigga don't want to talk to me. Like, that's what it is. I don't want to fuck with your whole situation. Y'all acting like that. Their daughters are the only ones that I never had an issue with. Just say hi when they see me. They talk to me sometimes. Like, we'll have a conversation sometimes if their mom's not home and shit.
Wait. How old are the daughters?
One's 19. The other one's like 24.
See, there's another issue, man. She thinks you're trying to take down the daughters.
She don't even know I talk to them. Like,
that's what I'm saying, but you never know what moms could find out or know. You never know if the white people be in there talking about that house or whatever, man. She probably just scared you may do it. You know, dude, they don't. White people don't like us around their daughters. Trust me, that's all we mention. White people. I'm serious.
I feel you. I'm just going to watch herself because I mean, this ain't my phone, so I can say what I want. Niggas don't know who I am. I'll put a hit on a nigga. Stop playing.
But, yeah, man, they really, like I said, that's fucked up, man. I used to have issues with my neighbors. Not really,
issues with my neighbors. When I was living with my girl for a little while, whatever, there was a lot of issues. You know, we would have our arguments to go through what we were going through. But, you know, I would never hit her or anything like that. It may sound bad, but wasn't nothing ever really going on, you know. But then the fucking neighbors, you know, felt the need to always call the police and shit or whatever, like something was going on, like somebody was in there trying to murder somebody and shit. Like, man, just mind your business. If there is a dead body here, then they'll find it, you know, eventually. So, I mean, no need to tell it now. Leave it alone. Like, but...
That ain't none of my problem or concern right there.
Oh, man, that shit is crazy, man. Like I said, lie. Sorry you got to go through some shit because of some other. See, that's just the stupidity I be talking about, man. You go, niggas are going through shit for no reason, for no real reason. You know, there's no real reason you're going through this shit, but I mean, but you are going through it, you know, so it's fucked up, but based off what other people got going on because they ain't got shit else better to do. See, if she had a job or something, if she had in there like fucking cleaning, the house should probably be spotless. I bet the house ain't even clean. She needs to mow some lawn, you know, mow some laundry. What the fuck am I thinking? No. You know what I mean? Mow the grass. If that bitch is going to be in the house all day, bitch, occupy yourself, man. If I was a husband, man, and if I ever get, see, I don't even want a housewife. I want a girl that's going to work. You know what I mean? I don't want no girls going to sit at home all day. Personally, I want.
Like, just do your thing. Like, just go make money however the hell you make money. Like, that's how
I
see it.
You don't have an actual job, but you got to get out and do something on a daily basis.
Yeah,
tribute to the household. I don't want a woman that just, like I said, I don't. As old school as I am, kind of, because I do want, like, the old school, like, house, picket fence, kids, you know, nice house and everything. But at the same time, I want both of us in the house working. I don't want a housewife, you know. But if I were to have one, you best believe, man, if she's in that house all day, there better not be one speck of dirt or nothing every single day when I walk in. Yeah, you know, and then if something, my, you know, my slippers better be at the door. You know, food, dinner better be ready on time, and I don't care when I come home, it better be hot. I don't care when I come home. It better be hot as soon as I walk in the door. As soon as you hear the car, come in. You know what I mean? Like, and if you're a housewife, you don't do shit. I better get some every night unless you go through your thing, and when you go through your thing, I better get some hair to my butt. You know, this is what I'm talking about. If you're a housewife and that's all that you do, like I said, I better not ever have my dirty clothes. You do laundry every day.
Okay.
There may not ever be not one dirty dish, you know, because you're in there all day. What the fuck are you doing? What are you doing all day? I be at work all day just waiting to go home. You ever be at, you be at work and you be like, damn, this day is taking so long. But then you be at home and you're not doing shit. Time goes by pretty fast and you can be doing whatever you want to do, you know. So... it's like, nah, fuck that. If I got to be at work all day, you and you're going to be at home, you're going to be at home working all day. Like, that's what you're going to be doing. You go to, I remember there was an old school episode of, what was it, I Love Lucy. I used to watch I Love Lucy. I even still watch it every now and then. But Ricky, you know what I mean, he had to put Lucy on a schedule. You know, he had the schedule. He was like, this is at this time, at this, you know, whoop at this time, whoop at this time, you know. That's how you gotta have a run like clockwork. It's not. I'm not trying to say it like a slave mentality or anything like that. I'm not trying to make it seem like that. But at the same time, it would be something like that. I don't want to make it seem like that, but it would be something like that because, like I said, my girl gotta work, you know. And if that's what you're gonna do, I don't even want to drive. You ain't doing shit. Drive me to work, you know. I want to show, you know. I'll make sure you pick me up on time. You know, I don't want to be late. You better be outside the parking lot 30 minutes early in case I get off early, just in case. But, man, But that's what that bitch needs to do. Like I said, people just need to get... That's why I do this show. One of the reasons why I do this show or why I do these shows, because it gives me something to do when I could just be doing something else that, you know, might not be as beneficial. So fuck it, might as well do something that's beneficial, that's going to keep a nigga out of trouble, that's going to keep me minding my business instead of being up to somebody else. You know what I mean? It's just, so you fill your time with positive things. If you fill your time with negativity or bullshit or just trying to find shit to do, then you're going to fuck shit up. You're going to just fuck with the wrong person. You see, how many people be out there getting fucked up because they just didn't mind their business when they should have? You know, I'm serious.
Yeah, I'm
serious. Put in fucked up situations and then wonder why these people want to come back and do something wrong to them or harm them. You know, you act like
when all he, that's, and it's just simple. When all you gotta do is mind your fucking business. Especially when it comes to weed smoking, man. Hell, that shit pisses me off. Man, weed smoking, except one thing, you know, I was in Hollywood the other day. And that shit didn't make me look bad because I felt bad because in Hollywood, I don't know if y'all got from anywhere else in the States or in other cities or whatever, but in Hollywood, man, walking down Hollywood Boulevard, every now and then you catch a group of people that are like, what I want to say, they look like runaways, they look like all little kids that ran away from somebody's house, but they've all banded together. Now, they may not be homeless, but they look homeless. You know what I mean? And don't give a fuck about people. And sure enough, these group of kids, there's like, I want to say like nine. Probably like either six to nine kids, because like, there's a lot of them sitting out there, all in a circle, some against the building, some just on the sidewalk, just sitting on the sidewalk. And I don't know how people just sit on the ground like it's just a bed. They just sit up there. And they were sitting out there smoking weed, passing blunts around. Now, I felt bad because I felt like these type of smokers make me look bad because I'm a smoker too. But I'm not this type of smoker. You see what I'm saying? Like, I was looking at these guys. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? These people look like they don't do shit, don't go to school, don't go to work. Whatever they do, but they got weed, and they're sitting out here on the sidewalk and smoking. And what also pisses me off more is that these kids obviously got through a whole blunt, maybe even two, the way they just sit out here sitting. If I was just walking down the street as I was doing, smoking a blunt, not wanting to be bothered on nobody, I bet I would have got pulled over by somebody or something or whatever. It wouldn't have been the same thing. And I'm saying that because it looked like the majority of kids that were sitting over there, they was white. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to put a race card or anything like that. There was white. There was like two black people in the whole crowd. You know, but I don't think they stuck out enough, you know, for anybody to bother them. And it just amazes me how, like I said, again, in today's society, yes, there is still racism. There is still sexism. There's a lot of, you know what I mean, y'all think that racial profiling, there's a lot of that shit going on. Really? You know, and a lot of people are still scared. You know, I don't know what they're scared of. Well, I do know what people are scared. There's a lot of reasons people got to be scared. So on one hand, I kind of want to be mad, but at the same time, like, she probably just, like I said, mistaken identity. She was like, oh, that's a nigger over there. You know what I mean? She thinks like the rest of them. You know, there are guys out there that like that. You know what I mean? I get blamed for that shit all the time, too. I have to be when the police want to fuck with me. You know, like I say all the time, police pull me over. First question they ask you, are you on what, probation or parole, or are you on probation or whatever? And like, no. But they'll ask me the same question like 3-4 times throughout the whole interview like it's going to change. Or like they're shocked. You know what I mean? It's like a surprise that a black person is not on probation or parole. Like, no, I'm not. Like, why do you keep asking me like the answer is going to change? Because they want it to. They wish it would change. But they can't. They love being able to just take things away. Oh, so yeah, man. I had to go out and you got me heated real quick second. That shit just pissed me off. But that shit is fucking stupid. And you know we can't stand stupidity on Sunday. So what I'm going to do is, man, I'm gonna let my nigga Lion get his eyes and shout out to everything real quick. Let him know they can find you. Because we're going to get into the smoke session. And we're going to ride. And I'm going to play smoke songs to the track until the fucking show's over. Fuck it. Because we're going to smoke. In honor of Lion. In honor of everybody out there that had to deal with some bullshit behind their weed when all he was trying to do was smoke. You know, or even some of y'all there trying to make y'all money. You know, I don't got no problem with people that sell weed. You know, I got problem with people that sell, like, crack. I don't think crack is good to sell to the community and everything. You know, all that other shit. You sell weed or X, I'm cool with you. Fuck it. I'm sorry. Because I use those things. So I'm mad at the people that sell them. y'all cool with y'all. But yeah, y'all, this one, we don't have a smoke session for y'all, because that shit is entirely fucked up, and all niggas be trying to do is smoke weed, because I know, I can't speak for anybody else, but I know if I didn't smoke weed, I would be way, way on some whole other shit, so I just know me personally, I'm too pissed up for that shit. So go ahead and give your shots out real quick, and let people know they can find you and what's going on and everything real quick.
Yo, if you're on Facebook, you can look for me at Lions Music, LionzMuzik. That's for Twitter. Whatever hell else you use, Google, Yahoo, I don't care. Lions Music all day. Be on the lookout on the 31st, Blood of a Slave, Heart of a Lion. That's going to be a banger. That's all I'm saying.
And man, and I know you might have to dig it out of the archives and everything over there, but I still want on the Like a Star remix, man, or revamp it or something, man. I'll fuck with that track. I like that track.
Oh, I need, yeah.
I know you probably got to pull it out from somewhere or whatever, man, but like I said, I like that one. I mean, yo, shit, all your shit go, but that one, like I said, that was one of the first Lion's Den tracks I ever played. You know what I mean? That's one of the first ones you ever did. And that's just so true. So like I said, I mean, I fucks with that. You gotta. I'm on that beat. I beat that one. Like that shit dope.
I got you.
All right, for sure, man. Good luck checking in line this week. And like I said, my goodbyes and everything now because we ain't coming back from the smoke session. So like I said, shout out again to Dark Lady Shelf, Topaz and Shay. All independent artists, everybody that's doing their music, Lions, Ashton Martin checking in. You know what I mean? Florida out here. Got some new music. I already see the email. It's already in the system. So we got new music up throughout the whole week. And also the Triple M show is tomorrow. So I'm going to get all these new tracks out tomorrow. So make sure y'all tuned in. As always, if you want to get in your music, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Save the email address. Lock it in. Do whatever you got to do with that email. So whenever y'all get new music, y'all can send that to me too. All right? Every day I need new music. So I can always have shit in rotation. And again, if y'all on Facebook, add me at the same email on Facebook as well, so I can put y'all in rotation on the Facebook page. Send me promo pics. You know, anything y'all trying to put out there to get noticed, send it over here. I'll do my best that I can to help out with y'all, all right? We're in the same game. We're in the same boat. And all I ask y'all to do is talk about the show. Talk about Bang Out Radio. Talk about Flash Sundays, West Coast Wednesdays, you know, Hump Nights. Talk about Funky Fridays. Talk about the Triple M Show on Mondays. That's all y'all got to do because, as always, nobody's going to believe me. They're going to believe y'all, all right? So we in this together. And, let's get our smoke on. Well, y'all get y'all smoke on. I don't got no weed, all right? Hopefully that'll change by the end of the night. But if not, I'll try to get some sleep. Got to start work all fresh tomorrow, so a whole new week. God, it's been a fucked up weekend. Actually, I can't say it's been an all-around fucked up weekend, but it's been a lot of ups and downs, and the week has just started. So we're going to make it, though, y'all, all right? We're going to make it together, all right? I got y'all back. Like I said, this is reality radio, not just Bang Out Radio. If you want the realness, the honesty, the truth, this is where you come to get it. All right? We'll see y'all next week. We'll see y'all tomorrow night on the Triple M Show, which is all music, no talk. So if you want to hear the top independent artists for the next 2 hours, well, not the next 2 hours, tomorrow, same time as it would be here, in 2 hours, you want to hear nothing but the top independent artists, this is where you tune in. All right? Reality radio, Bang Out Radio. This is Slap Sundays. Tomorrow's the Triple M Show. I am the Dagger from L.A., West Coast all day. And let's have a smoke session. We'll see y'all next week.
Hey, bro. What's up? What's up with the bro, nigga? Hey, hit that nigga Randy Third up, nigga. You know the team in the back. Right? I got a dub for the flight, nigga. Speaking of flight, TSB. Diego. Let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed. Let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush. Who got weed? Weed man, about to make a stack off me. I want two. She want three. Whole clique about to be turned all week. Hey. CA, motherfucker, look. On the block, blowing trees like a Mexican. Inked up, them swag nice like a reverend. Let me get stacked up. Cush never stressed me, and a bitch only for the neck like a necklace. Get her hot, now she wanna touch, affectionate. Speed it up, make her turn red, embarrassment. Left bitch, looking for the green, cannabis. Burn the tuck, leave full of dots like leprechaun. Messages ain't about green, I don't mess with. Blowing trees, MOB, etc. Hitting up the homie, cause I know that he on deck with it. And just because I know him, he gon' hit me with some extra shit. Medical, roll it in the Camry, box. Get a chick, kinda like convertible, copper. Monday through Monday, blow tree school every day, but that don't mean I can't smoke weed.
Pass me the swisher, nigga.
Love.
Got weed? Yes. Let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed? Yes. Let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush. Who got weed? Weed man, about to make a stack off me. I want two. She want three. Whole clique, about to be turned all week.
Hey, nigga. She ate, bro.
King Pat Shay's
black trying to get to me, that leprechaun shit, I'm talking green like the leprosy, eyes red from that purple and it still won't get the best of me, turtle feet, I'm moving slow, but still nobody catching me, CA, smoke it till it's gone, after that, get some more, then drop, get your own, holla at me if you need it, get the switches from the stove, fuck papers, it's a rap, can see me cause I'm a ghost, now I'm on rap, girl in front of me talking fast like an action, loud, packing a pistol, what she saying sound like nothing, I told her pump her brakes and take a break, you smell that ganja, 5 minutes later, my eyes red again like a lobster, proper, I'm talking that medical like a doctor, possibly have her seeing, but yellow green like a roster, Marley, I'm hot like the cherry so you can't catch me, I'm not trying to hear it, especially if you don't smoke weed, nigga, so don't say shit unless it's, got weed, let's smoke, every day rolling up the grams, bro, got weed, let's smoke, hey day, rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush. Who got weed? Weed man, about to make a stack off me. Cause I want two, she want three. Whole click, about to be turned all week. Hey.
And I'm so cool, and what they say is true. And I'm so cool, I'm full of hope, I'm full of hope, I'm full of hope. I can't stop, I can't stop, stop, baby. I can't stop, stop, baby. Now everybody applaud. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert, monster. I beat that blue black. San Jose, my new Jack City. Move bad, yeah. Promethazine, all shit, long line. But I ain't tripping America online. I'm in the club all night and you be on my mind when I leave that motherfucker so fly. Damn, girl, you make it, boy, I wanna float by. One hit of you and I'm gon' feel right. I don't need that chick that be nagging. All I need is you, baby, unravel that bag and get up in that blunt and let me puff you. I know I hate you, I know I love you, but everybody say that you is bad, but baby you so good, Michael Jackson, yeah. So I don't really know what it means, but it sounds great. And now your girl wanna date. I smoke that skunk. I'll invite your girl over just to roll my blunts up. Cause she don't really smoke, but she loves me. And I'm a monster, beats by Andre. 3 stacks for the outfit, nigga, please. I'd rather blow it on some trees, blow it off my knees. Blow the windows open if you fuck with me. I drop the top back on that new fucking Z. Hey, we blow it off.
Light up.
You already know what the fuck this is.
That's time.